We're like most urban communities in the Northeast. We have infrastructure issues. We have safety, job creation, as well as education. That really is probably the primary focus that we're going to have to address.
And I know economic development was something you stressed during the campaign. Is it fair to say that's a top priority?
It is. Clearly, they're all related. You want a community that provides an educated workforce that attracts business, and those business and those employees want to locate in a community that's safe so that they're all interconnected. We plan on being aggressive in identifying opportunities and pursuing them, working together with our legislative delegation to utilize resources that the state makes available to us.
What might some of those areas be? Can you talk a little specifically about specifically where you're looking to grow jobs in the economy in Chicopee?
Well, you have to realize that when I was in office over 10 years ago, we utilizing over $4 million worth of infrastructure grants from the Commonwealth, we developed Chicopee River Business Park. And we were able to secure one employer at that time 12 years ago, and since then it just remained that way. We have nearly 60 acres of property there, some of which we own together with Springfield, that is clearly should be at our forefront and will be.
And you mentioned education, obviously. Education is another priority that you mentioned. How would you assess the state of the state of the schools in Chicopee?
Well, we're always concerned about doing better. We have some schools that aren't performing as well as we'd like, and there's a changing demographics in our urban community that we have to look at and make sure we're not doing the same old with again, changing conditions. Back in 1998, when I was in office, we secured a special legislation to make the mayor not only part of the school committee, but its chair. And I'm looking forward to coming back and working together with the school administration to see how we're doing things and how we can do them better.
Yeah, you've mentioned a couple times here. This is obviously your second go round as mayor. During your time off as a private citizen, I know you were very heavily involved in community affairs still in Chicopee. But during your time off as a private citizen, what did you observe from the outside looking in that's going to make you a better mayor?
Well, I think a number of my I was appointed by both mayors Ryan and Sarno to the Regional Employment Board, and the opportunities that we have in the Valley, let alone in Chicopee, to utilize some of our newer school resources to educate our workforce. There are precision manufacturing jobs each year that employers are trying desperate to fill. We've seen numbers in the 300 to 400 per year. And these are jobs that pay anywhere in the $30,000 to $60,000 range. So they're good jobs to keep people in this area and to keep them employed and or find employment. So I think that was a major help. I think, being a chamber and as a chairman of its board, recognizing the needs of our businesses in our community, there's clearly there's always a balance between our residential and our commercial owners of property, and that's something that we have to respect and encourage both its growth.
And there has to be, you touched on this, there has to be a regional approach to a lot of these issues, correct? Especially economic development.
Absolutely. We enjoyed that before, and it continues on. I'm looking forward to enhance that. Clearly, not every Chicopee resident works in Chicopee, and a lot of our businesses employ throughout the area. Our job regionally is to make sure that businesses that are thinking of Western Massachusetts are courted to and let them choose. But each of us will compete, but make sure we do it in such a positive way that Western Mass is the answer. It's just a question of where in Western Mass. And then we can all compete there to make sure that we can do our best for our individual communities.
Do you have concerns about the police department in Chicopee, given the report that was commissioned by outgoing Mayor Bissonnette that was just recently made public?
Public safety is always important. Clearly, the leadership of a city is reflected in how its departments are being run. That will be another one of my priorities, to make sure that public safety, as I mentioned earlier, is addressed and done so in a way that serves the public to their needs.
Tell folks about your plans for the inaugural on Monday. What are some of the details you can share with folks now?
Well, no, we start early. I'm also a trustee of the Elms College, and we're going to have most of our ceremonies at the Elms College. There'll be an introductory mayoral mass at 8 a.m. in the chapel, and then we proceed over to Berkman's Hall for the actual ceremonies, where a number of city officials will be sworn in, including myself, and then there'll be a reception. So it'll be really the start of the new administration taking place at approximately 10 a.m. on Monday.